talking. We're going talking today where things are popping. The Marian way, we're going to drop in on discussions of the day on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, we're going debating. We're going to debate very loud and we'll be laughing and floating high on a cloud. Phones are ringing from listeners all around on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, and we'll guess and goof and talk on Exchange. Read, debate, and think it's Exchange. Tune in, we're on. Turn on, I'm in. It's on today, the Exchange Club.
And away we go, a Getaway Friday, Friday, April the 24th, 2020. You know what? I believe this is the last Friday. How about that time when you're having fun, 14 minutes past the hour? And the category today, as we continue along with the Family Feud game, what do kids often manage to lose? Five topics here, five answers. What do kids often manage to lose? Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. What do kids often manage to lose? That is the question. Go ahead, caller.
How about their lunch money?
Well, and money in general is the number one answer. You have got it right. Thank you for calling in. Yes, money is the number one answer. Things that kids often manage to lose. All right, what is 2, 3, 4, and 5? What do kids often manage to lose? 740-383-9944. Let's see what we have here. Go. Well, did we get it there? Whoa. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, gloves.
Let's see here. No, not hats and gloves. A good guess, though. Not hats and gloves. What do kids often manage to lose? Does anybody know? It's an interesting question. You know, I think I probably lost as a child all of these things. Let's see here. What do kids often manage to lose? I'm trying to look through this list to see if there are things. I think I've lost all these things. Well, I know I've lost at least four of them. I don't know about all five, but I know I've lost four. All right, let's see what we got here on the list. Go ahead, caller.
How about their glasses?
Glasses. You know, glasses is not on the list, but, you know, I've had that happen in adult times.
I know.
I know. It's easy to do. Thanks for calling. Not glasses. Let's see here. What do kids often manage to lose? What is the answer? Let's see if this is it coming in. Go ahead, caller.
Scott, I gave you my R-rated answer in private, so I'm not going to disclose it on the air, but here's my G-rated answer, keys.
Keys. You know, that's an interesting one. Now, did you lose your keys a lot as a child?
Yeah, probably a couple times, and as an adult, I still lose them.
You know, unfortunately, keys is not on the list, but it's not a bad guess.
Did you like my provocative answer, which I'm not going to give over the air?
It was an interesting answer because, you know, a lot of kids do lose that for the good or for the bad.
Yeah, can I have one more try?
Yeah, go ahead.
Their phone, their smartphone?
Smartphone's a good one. It's not on the list, but I bet a lot of kids do lose their smartphone.
Okay, that's all I had for you.
Hey, thank you. All right, and we continue on here. What do kids often manage to lose? We've got the first one, money, but we don't have the other four. What are the other four answers? We've got number one, which is money. What are the other four? 740-383-9944. What do we have coming down the pike? Maybe this is a right answer. Go ahead, caller.
My grandkids, they manage to lose the remote control.
Oh, you know, that is a common one, losing the remote control. I don't know how that didn't make the list, but that would certainly be on my list.
Holy, mine too.
I know.
I wrote to it.
You have to.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right, Scott. Thank you.
Yes, remote did not make the list, but that is constantly being lost. 18, coming up on 19 minutes past the hour here. The question is, what do kids often manage to lose? What is that? What do kids often manage to lose? We've only got one of these so far. Money is the only one that we have. Let's see what comes up here. Go ahead, caller.
How about their coat?
Their coat. You know, coat is not on the list either.
Wow.
Interesting. Thank you.
Alrighty.
Coat is not on the list. What do kids often manage to lose? Does anybody know? Does anybody know what kids often manage to lose? Let's see what we have here. Go ahead, caller. Oh, we lost that caller. If that's you, call back in. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What do kids often manage to lose? Give me a ring back here. We'd love to hear from you. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, would it be their ball glove?
You know, ball glove is not on the list. That's a good guess, though.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. Not a ball glove. Interesting. No ball glove on this particular list. Go ahead, caller. Oh, we lost the call. I tell you, we're losing callers left and right today. If that was you, call back in. 740-383-9944. Let's see here. What do we have on the list? Go ahead, caller.
I think they've all lost jewelry that they wear.
You know, jewelry, not on the list either.
Thanks, Scott.
Thank you. Bye-bye. What do kids manage to lose? That's what the question is today. What do kids manage to lose? Let's see what we got. Go ahead, caller.
How about homework?
Homework. You know, a lot of kids claim to lose their homework, but it did not make the list either.
All right.
Bye. No homework. What do kids manage to lose? Does anybody know? Let's see what we got here. Go ahead, caller.
Gray card?
Gray card is not on the list.
Thanks, Scott.
Thank you. Bye-bye. No gray card on the list. How about that? No gray card. A lot of good answers being thrown out here, but not the other four on the list. But the only one we've got is the first answer, which was money. What do kids often manage to lose? We've got money. What are the other four? Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What do kids manage to lose? We've got money and four answers that are eluding us. What are the other four answers? Let's see if this is one of them. Go ahead, caller.
How about their temper?
Their temper. You know, a lot of kids do lose their temper, but it did not make the list.
Okay.
Thank you. Not the temper. 740-383-9944. Do you know the answer? Interesting. It's, you know, I don't want to give any hints yet, but, I mean, they are things that kids do lose. I've lost number two. I've lost number three. I've lost number four. Five. That I don't know. I don't think I've ever lost five, but probably some kids have. What do kids often manage to lose? Does anybody know the answer? Four answers left, 23 minutes past the hour. Money's number one. What are the other four? The big other four. Here we go. Go ahead, caller.
Their winter gloves.
You know, I know they do. Oh, some kids got to have them pinned on themselves, but this is not an answer here today.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Not the winter gloves. How about that? What do kids often manage to lose? Boy, we are stumping them with this particular question in this particular hour of this particular day. Go ahead, caller.
How about friends?
Oh, a lot of kids lose their friends. Didn't make the list, but certainly if you have a bad attitude or a temper, that will happen very quickly.
Yeah, well, okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
What do kids often manage to lose? What is that thing? Isn't it interesting we have got hung up on this one? We've only got one answer. What do kids often manage to lose? Here we go. Go ahead, caller.
Their backpacks.
Their backpacks. You know, that's a good one, too. It didn't make the list either.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. What do kids often manage to lose? Does anybody know? Hmm. 740-383-9944. Let's see what we got. What do kids often manage to lose? A lot of good answers, but not the right ones yet. Go ahead, caller.
How about a bicycle?
But, you know, I'm sure they've been lost, and I'm sure a lot have been stolen, but it did not make the list.
Yeah, right.
Thank you.
Right.
And we're trucking along here 25 minutes past the hour on this Friday afternoon. Last Friday in the month of, what is it? Last Friday in the month of April as we head into May. How interesting. Let's see here. What do kids often manage to lose? We've got money. That's number one. What are the other four answers? You know, here's something interesting. I'll tell you in a second. Stay with us. Come on back here. Go ahead, caller.
How about a house key?
A what? House key?
Yes.
Not a house key. That's a good one, too, though.
Okay, thanks.
All right. Not a house key. How about that? You know, here's something interesting for you. Do you remember last hour when we had the call from Caden, the boy who's very bright, who gave us the wolf answer? I know his mother pretty well. Think about that. Here we go. Go ahead, caller.
Did somebody say glasses, Scott? That sounds like an obvious answer.
Glasses is not on the list, oddly enough.
You were kind of hinting around saying you lost them, and you wear like a different pair of glasses every 6 months. So I'm figuring you probably lost yours a couple times.
Oh, I'm sure I do lose my glasses all the time. Yeah, I don't have glasses. Glasses not on the
okay,
list.
Well, I thought I'd give it a try.
Why not? Go ahead.
I'll tell you what. What is... Boy, I'll tell you. This is real. I did not think this would be the one that would catch us today. What do kids often manage to lose? Money's number one. What are the other four? We do not have the other four answers. And as I say, I've lost three of the other four. So they're not that out there in life. Let's see what we have here.
Go ahead, caller.
Did you have money, like the lunch money?
Money was number one. That's the one we have.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yes, we do have money on the list. But yeah, Caden, who called in last hour, smart boy, very bright, intelligent, all those great things about a kid. And you got to love that. And like I say, I know who his mother is. I know his mother very well. The apple doesn't fall far from the tree. Go ahead, caller.
About a library book.
You know, books is on the list. Number three is books. You have got it right.
Good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Books did make the list. What do kids often manage to lose? Number one was money. Number three was books. What are 2, 4, and 5? All right. Oh, by the way, don't forget, when I go off the air today at 1 o'clock in just about a half hour, I'll be back tonight, 8 to 10 p.m., on this station with Bailey Hunt, 8:10 until 10 p.m. Now, what we'll talk about, I'm not sure yet. We've discussed a few things, but who knows what will happen over the course of the day that Bailey and I will be able to get into tonight. It should be a fascinating night, because last week was welcoming her back, and tonight should be a little more fascinating. Go ahead, caller.
Other dumb answer, Scott. I don't think anybody has said this, though. Like, their medicine, their medication?
You wouldn't want to lose it. Not on the list, though.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good answer. I didn't think anybody has said that yet, but...
Yeah, nobody said medication.
I have another comedy, a G-rated comedy answer.
Oh, go with it. We can do a G-rated.
How about, like, half a pair of socks? Because everybody loses half one piece of a pair of socks.
You know, socks did not make the answer, but it certainly has a comedy twinge to it.
Okay, see you later.
Thank you, bye-bye.
All right, we're talking about things that kids often manage to lose. 29 minutes past the hour on this Friday. We've got money was number one, books was number three. What are 2, 4, and 5? 2, 4, and 5. That is what is left on the table. Let's see what we come up with here. Maybe it's a right answer. Maybe it's no answer at all. The caller left us, whoever that was. 740-383-9944. What do kids often manage to lose? 1 is money. 3 is books. Let's see what we have here. Go ahead, caller.
Caller, go ahead.
Okay, how about their coat or jacket?
Not the coat or the jacket. A good guess, though.
Oh, okay.
Coat or jacket did not make the list. What do kids often manage to lose? Money's number one. Books number three. What is 2, 4, and 5? Does anybody know?
Go ahead, caller.
How about their book bag or duffel bag that they, you know, their gym clothes in, like their...
A book bag did not make the list, but that's a good guess as well.
Okay.
Thank you.
Book bag did not make the list. You know, I've said that I wonder if anybody knows who Caden is the son of. Like I said, I know the mother well. Does anybody know who the mother is? How about that? 740-383-9944. What do kids often manage to lose? 3 answers left on the big board here. Let's see what we got. Go ahead, caller.
How about a toy?
Toys are number 2 on the list. You have got it right. Toys. Thank you.
Bye.
All right. Toys number 2. Money number 1. Toys number 2. Books number 3. What are 4 and 5? We're down to number 4 and 5 on the big list today. How about that? Let's see what we got coming up here. Go ahead, caller.
They lose their homework.
You know what? Homework's a good answer, but it's not on the list today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Homework did not make the list. Now, I'll tell you something about his mother, to give you a little aside here. She can be a little difficult. Caden's mom can be a little difficult. Now, Caden's never been difficult when I've been around him. But mom can be a little difficult from time to time. What do kids often manage to lose? Does anybody know? Money number 1, toys number 2, books number 3. Does anybody know what 4 and 5 are? 4 and 5 on the big list today. Money 1, toys 2, books 3. What are 4 and 5 on the list? Go ahead, caller.
Has anyone said teeth?
Nobody said teeth, but that is not on the list either. I know. It's been a tough day for this. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Not teeth. Does anybody know what the last 2 answers are here on the big board today? What do kids often manage to lose? Money 1, toys 2, books 3, what is 4, what is 5? That's where we are. Go ahead, caller.
The house key?
You know, house keys is not on the list either. No, thank you.
House keys did not make the list. How about that? 33 minutes past the hour here, WWGH radio time. What do kids often manage to lose? Money, toys, books are 1, 2, and 3. What are 4 and what is 5? 740-383-9944. Does anybody know? What outside of money, toys, and books puts us where we need to be? Go ahead, caller.
How about time?
Time. Time is a good answer, but not on the list. We're always at a lack for time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Time did not make the list today. What do kids often manage to lose? I feel like I'm losing time today, though. What do kids often manage to lose? One, money, two, toys, three, books. What is four and what is five? 34 minutes past the hour on this Friday afternoon. What do we got? What is four? What is five? I've lost one of these. Go ahead, caller.
They lose their parents in the store.
Their parents. You know, a lot of kids do get separated, but you got exactly right. It's not on the list, though.
They do lose their parents in the store. There you go. Let's see here. What do kids often manage to lose? Do we know? Interesting. Let's see. You know, yeah, I've definitely lost one of these things, but not the other. What do kids often manage to lose? Remember, we've got three: money, toys, and books. What about four and five? Does anybody know four and five? Maybe this person does. Go ahead, caller.
Is it gloves?
Gloves is not on the list, but that's a good guess. I know.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Not gloves. What do kids often manage to lose? Money, toys, books, and two more. What are the two that we do not have? Boy, oh boy. Let's see if we get them in the next 25 minutes. Go ahead, caller.
Here's a great answer, Scott, but I don't think it's on there. Like the combination to like a lock to a padlock, because I've lost that before.
You know, in high school, when kids go to school, they do often lose their locks and they lose their combination, but that did not make this particular list.
Good answer. That's a good answer. It's like a modern version of the key answer, which the lady gave before and I gave earlier. So I'm trying. I mean, I don't know, you know, like a biometric, some kind of a biometric combination, but that kind of stays with your body, so you really can't lose that.
Keep on working. We got 25 minutes left. Hopefully it'll come up.
All right, we're talking about what do kids often manage to lose? Money, toys, books, and what are the other two? Do we know? Do we know what the other two answers are here today? WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't forget to tune in tonight, 8:10 to 10 p.m. Bales, Bailey Hunt, and myself, Friday Night Live. Don't miss it tonight. Go ahead, caller.
How about your pencils?
That's very close. It's not necessarily pencils, though, but do you have a little tweak on that?
Their pens?
Not their pens.
Their crayons.
Not their crayons, but all those things factor into this
their
answer.
Their school supplies.
That's very close. It has to do with that, but it's not necessarily pencils or pens, but this thing does have to do with that.
Okay, I'll go pick my brain.
Keep thinking it.
Okay, so there's a little clue about one of them. It's not pencils or pens, but it does have to do with pencils or pens in a roundabout way. Do we know? Go ahead, caller.
They lose their glasses?
You know, glasses did not make the list. No, not glasses.
Okay, thank you.
No glasses today. 37 minutes past the hour. What do kids often manage to lose? Money, toys, books, and what are the other two? Now, the caller who chimed in about pencils and pens, now that's kind of close to one of the answers. But it's not pencils and pens. So what would that be? Does anybody know? Maybe we'll find out. Let's see. Go ahead, caller.
Lunch or homework?
You know, not. But those are good answers. Not on the list, though. Sorry. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, those are good answers. Lunch and homework, without question. Those are things that we lose, but what are we not getting here today? Interesting. Things that kids often manage to lose. Monies, toys, and books are the ones that we have. 38 minutes past the hour. Let's see what we have here. Go ahead, caller.
How about a tablet that goes with the computer?
Not a tablet. A good guess, though.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you. Not a tablet. What do kids often manage to lose? Money, toys, and books have been guessed, but we do not have the remaining two. Now, as I said, pencils and pens and even crayons have to do with one of these answers. That's a little bit of an inside hint. Go ahead, caller.
Their pencil box?
That is it. Pencil box is the one we were looking for. Pencil box is number four on the list. Thank you, caller.
Yep.
Pencil box was the one we were kind of fumbling about with there. They lose their pencil box. So now we're down to one. What is the fifth answer on this particular list? Fifth answer. What do kids often manage to lose? We've got money, toys, books, and pencil box. What is the fifth answer? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 14 minutes past the hour, 20 minutes left to go in the program today. What are we going to end up with here? Let's see what we got coming down the pike. Go ahead, caller.
They lose their stencils.
Stencils, not stencils, but that's a good guess. Thank you.
Stencils, not the answer here today we are looking for, unfortunately. What do kids manage to lose? Fifth answer. Go ahead, caller.
How about their socks?
Not their socks. Socks not on the list.
Socks does not make the list today. What do kids lose? That's what we're looking for here, the fifth answer on that particular question. Go ahead, caller.
Library books.
You know, books was number three, but library books not on the list.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, what are we going to get here? Are we going to get this in the next 19 minutes here on the big program today? What do kids often manage to lose? Money, toys, books, pencil box, and one more answer. Go ahead, caller.
What about scissors?
Not scissors. Good guess.
Scissors is not the correct answer that we are looking for today. What do kids often manage to lose? That is our Family Feud question, and we do not have the fifth answer. And earlier on, I was talking about Caden, the boy who called in earlier on, smart kid, knowing his mother. A little difficult, rough around the edges, but there you go. Let's see what we got here. Go ahead, caller.
Would it be their student ID?
You know, I bet today a lot of kids do lose that. It didn't make this list, but boy, I bet there are a ton of those.
I bet. Thank you.
Not the student ID. What do kids often manage to lose? But I bet there are an awful lot of student IDs lost over time. No doubt in my mind. What is the answer? 18 minutes left to go. You know, this last answer, I'm trying to think, because there's one hint that I could give that would absolutely give it away, hands down. So I don't want to do that. So I'm not going to do that at this particular juncture. Let's see what we got here. Go ahead, caller.
Medicine.
Not medicine.
No, medicine is not the correct answer today. What do kids often manage to lose? That's what we want to know. What do kids often manage to lose? The answers we have: money, toys, books, and pencil box. Let's see if this is the right answer coming down the pike. Go ahead, caller.
Their hat.
You know, hat's a good one. It did not make the list, though.
Thank you.
Not their hat, oddly enough. What do kids often manage to lose? Not their hat. And here comes another answer down the pike. Go ahead, caller. Well, that wasn't, I guess our caller left us. If that was you, call back in. Remember, if you get the busy signal, just means we're on the line with somebody else, so keep on trying back. 740-383-9944, 43 minutes past the hour here. We're knocking them dead. Go ahead, caller.
How about the homework?
Homework did not make the list, oddly enough.
Oh, no.
I know. Thank you. A lot of these kids must have kept their homework. Homework did not make the list. What do kids often manage to lose? Money, toys, books, and pencil box are the first four. What is number five on the list? With 46 minutes left to go, 44 minutes past the hour, what is that fifth item? Interesting on this particular question that we might have run into another stumpy question. A Friday stumper. Go ahead, caller.
Gloves.
Gloves. Gloves is not on the list, but a good guess.
Okay.
Thank you.
Gloves did not make the list. Oh, man, we're having a time here today. Oh, what's the answer coming here? Let's see what we got. Go ahead, caller.
The house key?
Their what?
The house key.
House key? You know, it's not their house key, but that's a good guess.
House key?
Not house key.
Thanks, God.
Thank you. Not their house key. Let's see here. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. We're talking about what do kids often manage to lose? Money, toys, books, pencil box, and what is that fifth item? Here we go. Go ahead, caller.
Sometimes lose their parents.
Some do lose their parents. We hope they find them. But that did not make this list.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, here we are. We're having a time today. Holy moly. I feel like Steve Harvey. Go ahead, caller.
A water bottle?
Not a water bottle. That's a good guess, though, but not a water bottle.
Thank you.
You know, it's funny because you always say good guess, and I guess they are all good guesses. Any guess is a nice, good guess. And again, don't miss the program tonight, Friday Night Live with a Bullet here on this station, 8:10 to 10 p.m. Bailey Hunt Bales here, 8 to 10. It's going to be a show tonight. Let's see what we got. Oh, caller, we lost our caller there. Call back in if that was you. Are we going to get the final answer? See, that is the $10,000 lotto question right now with 14 minutes left. Go ahead, caller.
Sometimes they lose their way.
They do lose their way, and we again hope they get back on their way. Not the correct answer, though, we're looking for today.
Okay.
Thank you. The kids who have lost their way, we hope they get back on track. That's exciting. All right. I don't know if we're going to get this or not. We're down to 13 minutes left in the program today. We've got the first four. Money, toys, books, pencil box, and what is number five? Here we go.
Go ahead, caller.
Not calmer brush,
but I have seen a lot of kids who I know have lost their calmer brush, whether they want to admit it or not.
Yes, they're almost adults.
And so don't, you've got it right. Thank you, caller.
Thanks, Scott. Bye.
You know, the truth of the matter is, those kids who lose their calmer brush, they always lose it on picture day. Isn't that a coincidence? The calmer brush goes up missing. By the way, I do want to say real quick, though, I said earlier on the kid who called in, a very bright boy, Caden. I know his mom, and she's difficult. She's not difficult. It's Bailey. It's Bailey's son. So there you go. Go ahead, caller.
How about eyeglasses?
You know, it's not eyeglasses, but if you lose your eyeglasses, you're in real trouble because then you can't see to find them.
It's one of those things. Glasses is not the answer. That's, you know, I lost my glasses. I'm thinking about getting the LASIK surgery. Somebody suggested that I get the LASIK surgery done. And I thought, well, you never know. Go ahead, caller.
They lose their phone.
They probably do lose their phone, but that's not on this particular list.
Okay.
All right, not the phone. Let's see here. What? You know, tonight, I'm being told that tonight Bailey's going to have a story about losing keys. So tune in for that. That's a big hook. 8:10 to 10 p.m. tonight, Bailey will tell a story about losing her keys. That's worth tuning in for right there. And we'll also have a story about going to the shaving aisle and apparently spending a lot of time there. So don't miss that tonight, 8 to 10 p.m. Go ahead, caller.
A lot of kids manage to lose time.
Kids do lose time. You know, it's not on the list, but I think we adults lose time as well.
Yeah, you're right.
We lose track of time all the time.
Yeah, we were once kids. So
exactly.
Sure,
thank you.
Time, not the answer. What do kids often manage to lose? Boy, we're down to the 10-minute mark. Can you imagine that? That we do not have the fifth answer. You know, if we get to 5 minutes, I'll have to give you a hint. But we're not there yet. We've still got 5 minutes to go. Is somebody going to reach in there and get the right answer and hit a home run here? Let's see what we got. Go ahead, caller.
Their coat.
You know, coat's a good guess. Not on the list, though, unfortunately.
Okay.
I know. Thank you.
Coat did not make it. What do kids often manage to lose? Money, toys, books, pencil box. What's number five on the big tally today? Go ahead, caller.
How about gym clothes or gym shoes?
They lose them. Not on the list. I know. Thank you.
You know, I feel bad with all these denials here today. What do kids often manage to lose? Money, toys, books, pencil box. What's number five? Are we going to have it? Maybe this is it. Go ahead, caller.
How about their socks?
Not their socks.
No, it's not socks. But have you ever heard that story about a kid who's wearing a white sock and a blue sock, and then they've got a matching pair at home? Think about that. This always reminds me of that joke, and I've told this joke 1,000 times before, but I think it merits telling it again. The teacher goes to the first, there's three students. Teacher goes to the first student, he says, what's your father do? He says, my father's a doctor. Goes to the second kid, he says, what's your father do? He says, my father's a lawyer. He goes to the third kid, he says, what's your father do? He says, my father's dead. The teacher says, well, what did he do before he died? And he said, he went, ooh. There you go. There's my Friday joke. Go ahead, caller.
Well, I don't have an answer, Scott, but you said you can give a hint and it might give it away. But can you give a hint of maybe the age group that they would lose it?
Oh, you know what? Let's see here. The age group that would lose this. I'm going to guess that teenagers would not be caught dead with one of these, but little kids would be given them by their parents because they're having a certain issue, and
okay.
That's maybe why they would get lost.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. So there you go. There's a hint as we approach the five-minute mark. And I hope you enjoyed my comedy stylings there and got a laugh. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What do kids manage to lose? That's what we're looking for. Go ahead, caller.
Hat and gloves?
Not a hat and gloves, but that's a good answer as well.
Okay.
Hat and gloves did not make the cut today. 52 minutes past the hour on this frantic Friday here on WWGH Radio. Go ahead, caller.
How about an umbrella?
Not an umbrella, but you know what I'm always shocked about? How many people don't use umbrellas anymore.
Right.
I don't understand that, but they need to get some umbrellas.
I still use them.
Yeah, they need to be used. They're a big help, especially in April showers.
Bring May flowers.
Bring May flowers. Thank you.
Okay, Scott. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That's exactly right. April showers bring May flowers. 740-383-9944. What do you got here? Money, toys, books, pencil box. What's the fifth answer? Something kids often manage to lose. Go ahead, caller.
Yes,
I haven't heard health on there. Thank you.
You know, health is not on the list.
Okay. Health.
Health?
Nope.
No health.
We hope kids don't lose their health. All right. Let's see here. Does this person have the correct answer? Let's see if they do. Go ahead, caller.
How about temper?
A lot of kids lose their temper, but it's not on the list today.
I know. No temper. How about that? What do kids often manage to lose? 54 minutes past the hour. Only 6 minutes left in the program today. Go ahead, caller.
How about a pacifier?
Not a pacifier. Did not make the list. Pacifier did not make the list. How about that? Oh, man. And don't forget tonight. We've only got 6 minutes left today. But tonight, Friday Night Live, we'll be back live. 8:10 to 10 p.m., Bailey Hunt and myself. Bales. Go ahead, caller.
The blankie.
Not the blankie, but we know they lose those all the time.
Yeah.
Oh, man, not the blankie, the dreaded blankie loss. That is always trouble. You never want a child to lose their blankie. Then you get into all kinds of big trouble. Let's see here. 740-383-9944. Give me a call. What is the correct answer today? Are we going to... We're down to 5 minutes. 5 minutes left in the whole program, and we've got this one answer hanging over the top of our heads today, which we do not have. Go ahead, caller.
How about their lunchbox?
Not their lunchbox. That's a good guess, though, too.
Okay.
Not the lunchbox. The lunchbox did not make the list today. What is the fifth answer? What do kids often manage to lose with less than 5 minutes left in the broadcast today? 740-383-9944. What is that answer? Sticking out there so brightly. Go ahead, caller.
The sippy cup?
Not a sippy cup.
Thanks, Scott.
Nope, not a sippy cup, not a pacifier, not a blankie, none of those things are the answer we're looking for, and we're down to the final 4 minutes. The final four, it's just like basketball. Even though we don't play basketball in this country anymore, because we are under a pandemic right now. So no basketball, but we are at the final four. Final 4 minutes. And are we going to get that all-important answer? What do kids often manage to lose all the time? Now remember the hint. It's more about younger kids. I don't think you would find a teenager carrying around one of these. But you never know. It could happen. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, how about an EpiPen?
Not an EpiPen, but that's a good answer, too.
Okay, thank you, Scott.
You know what? I know somebody who has an EpiPen, and every time we go out and do something, I'm made aware of this EpiPen. Because, you know, there could be an allergic reaction that could kill this person. And heaven knows we don't want to see anybody dead. We don't want to see any stray bodies. But we don't know if the EpiPen works or not. So I just know in the back of my mind that sometime there's going to be an allergic reaction. And I'm going to go to grab this EpiPen. And trust me, I'm no doctor. And I'm probably going to jam it in the wrong place. And it's not going to matter because it's not going to work anyway. And then the person will die, and then I'll be in trouble for that. They'll say, why didn't you use the EpiPen? I'll say, I did use the EpiPen, but I don't think it worked. The EpiPen was not what it needed to be. 57 minutes past the hour. We're down to 3. Does anybody know? Again, don't forget to tune in tonight. Friday Night Live, Bailey Hunt and myself. 8:10 to 10 p.m. You won't want to miss that. For love nor money, or to take the dogs out, or anything else, right here on WWGH Radio, which, by the way, you can listen to by downloading the free TuneIn app and searching WWGH Radio, or by going to the website, WWGH1071.com. Maybe this is the correct answer. Go ahead, caller.
Hi, last call before I go back to work. Their pet frog.
Not their pet frog, but what a good one to end on. Have a great time back at work.
Thanks, guy. You too, buddy.
Thank
Bye.
You. Bye-bye.
58 minutes past the hour. Are we going to get this one? What do kids often manage to lose? The first four answer: money, toys, books, pencil box. Here comes another hint for you. It's something to do, something you would use if you were sick. Something you would use if you were a young child, well, any age. Something you would use if you were sick that you could lose. Something you would use if you were sick. You use this on your face. There's another one for you. You use it on your face. You use it when you're sick. And it's something a child will often manage to lose. Do you know what it is? With 1 minute left to go now. 740-383-9944. Did the clues give it away? Go ahead, caller.
An inhaler?
Not an inhaler. That's a good guess, though. Not an inhaler.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Not an inhaler. They use it on their face. It's something you use when you're sick. You could lose it. Don't lose your inhaler. Go ahead, caller.
Chapstick?
Not chapstick. No, that's a good guess, too. Not your chapstick.
Chapstick did not make the list. Oh, man, are we going to make it here with a minute left? Oh, 30 seconds. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Are the hints going to give this away, or is it going to get away from us? Go ahead, caller.
Kleenex?
Not a Kleenex. No, good guess.
Kleenex is super close. Kleenex is right next door to the right answer. 15 seconds left to go. Is this going to be the right answer? Oh, my goodness. Go ahead, caller.
Face mask?
Maybe in these days, but not when the list was done.
Not a face mask. Oh, my goodness. One call left before we wrap up. Don't forget, Friday Night Live tonight, myself, Bailey Hunt, one of the great people. You know, love her to death. She's the best. Tonight, don't forget to watch that or listen to that show, 8:10 to 10 p.m. Is this going to be the right answer? Oh, my goodness. Go ahead, caller.
The scarf.
Not their scarf. No.
Thank you.
Thank you. Not the scarf. Oh, man. We're just about to wrap this up. I'm going to let one more guest get in because I want to hear this. 740-383-9944. That's 140-383-9944. Oh, please be right here. Go ahead, caller.
A hanky.
A handkerchief. You saved us. You pulled us from the depth of destruction.
Yay!
Thank you. You have a good... Well, tune in. I hope you tune in tonight.
Okay, Scott. I will.
Thank you.
All right. That wipe... A baby wipe. Well, not a baby wipe, but a handkerchief. But I guess you could use a baby wipe if you wanted. That's it for me for this five-hour shift. I'm done, but I'll be back later on. Bailey Hunt and I bails tonight, Friday Night Live, 8:10 to 10 p.m. Don't you miss it. It's going to be amazing. Stay tuned for more programming here on WWGH Radio.
Life as a human being that annoy you or that you would like to do to be really rotten mean, most people are too afraid to be rotten mean because we want people's approval so badly. And we know that mean isn't going to get us. But, oh,